Welcome to Tony TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis. Wow, good morning, good evening, everyone. It's Radio Tony. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and we're back live on the show again this week. Now, for those of you who are watching live streaming on Facebook and LinkedIn, hello and welcome and thank you for joining us. For those that are watching or listening on YouTube, hello, how are you as well? Don't forget that Radio Tony has its own website where you can catch up on all our upcoming guests, our previous guests, with lots of information on how to contact me and get in touch. Radio Tony also has its own Facebook page, and this is where you're watching me stream live. So before I introduce the glorious Karen, I just have to take a nice deep breath. It's been one of those mornings where technology has been challenging, to say the least. And I can see already that my Zoom is lagging behind, and that is really annoying. So I apologize, but we're going to get on with the show anyway. So we are back talking to the gorgeous Karen Clark. See, I'm getting my K's and C's mixed up already. Karen has an enormous wealth of experience in traditional business and entrepreneurship. And she is also an NLP trainer and a hypnotist, a coach, amongst many other things. And so last week, we did a bit of a deep dive into the 11 universal laws. And if I remember correctly, we talked about the law of attraction, because everyone knows about that one, and the law of forgiveness. And so I'm going to let Karen do a quick recap. And then this week, we're going to talk about tapping into your genius. So over to Karen for a recap on last week.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Tony, for that wonderful introduction. And first of all, before I do a recap, I just want to tell you that it's a big week. It's been a big week for me this week, because my twin girls, who were born on the 9th of the 9th, 1988, turned 32 yesterday. And so I was so busy worrying about the one who's on her own, the twin who's on her own in New Zealand, because the other twin is with her younger sister in Australia. And so we sent a beautiful big box of gifts, because we're big on gifts. My language of love is gifts, and my other children's language of love is gifts. So we sent this big box of all these different gifts for her to open. And of course, we were really worried about whether or not they would turn up on time. We use this amazing company called Sendal, which has delivered stuff overnight for me from the Gold Coast to Sydney, which is way faster than the normal Australian post would.
Yeah.
And it arrived in New Zealand. So we used that company. It arrived in New Zealand within a few days, and then it sat there in New Zealand for like another week. And we were so worried that I actually got my days completely mixed up. And I did my Quantum Leap TV, which is normally on a Wednesday. I did that on a Tuesday night. And then I was talking to someone who normally we go on this Q&A on a Wednesday morning. I completely missed it and said to him, and I thought it was Thursday. And I said, oh, I didn't know he did anything on a Thursday. So so thank goodness I'm here. I've had two Thursdays this week. And thank goodness you reminded me that we had this going on today. Otherwise, I may well have forgotten.
Oh, that's so awesome to hear, because you think sometimes that you're the only one that completely messes up times and has tech issues, and then you start talking to people and like, oh, this happened this week, and oh, that happened this week, and I'm like, yep, it's that kind of week. Apparently there's a lot of planets going into and out of retrograde, and I don't know if people have a belief in the spiritual energy of the universe, but I can tell you, I certainly do, because it just messes things up, and you just got to go with it, haven't you, Karen?
Absolutely. And you know, the most important thing, as I've talked about before, is to really be aware of what the thoughts are in our head and really focus on what it is we want, and rather than be thinking about our challenges and our problems and the things that we don't want. And that's all part of what I teach, as you know. So on that note, the law of attraction is a lot about that. And there's two things that are what I wanted to recap about, is to say that there are two things required for that law of attraction to work. But I'm going to give you the quote again that I absolutely love. It's Einstein. Yeah. So all of this work that we do is not new. It is so old by the great masters who studied and used this philosophy and this physics before they even knew anything about quantum physics and things like that. So Einstein said it this way: everything is energy. That's all there is. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and it cannot help but be yours. This is not philosophy, it is physics. And so the key is to hold that frequency. So to do that, we change our thinking. We notice our thoughts. First of all, we think more than 70,000 thoughts per day. And there's no way that any one of us human beings can notice every single thought. In fact, we don't notice most of them. So it's really important. And one of the things that I suggest that people do is set up a system or a structure to check in with our thoughts, because they go on subconsciously, unconsciously, without us realizing it too. Is to set up a structure. And my master coach, Mary Morrissey of the Life Mastery Institute, where I'm trained as a life mastery consultant, every time she touches a handle. So it could be a cup handle. It could be a door handle to go to the bathroom. It could be a cupboard handle in the kitchen. It could be a car handle to get in the car. So it's quite a good, structure, because we touch handles a lot. She goes, what am I thinking? She checks in, what am I thinking? What are my thoughts? And so that's a really great way. Some people put a coloured sticker up all around their house and their office, so that whenever they see that coloured sticker, they check in. So it's really important, because otherwise, as I say, these thoughts are going on. And I was speaking to a client just recently, and she was having some issues with her business. Her manager had been hit by a car on his push bike, and so he was off for probably a month or so. And she was having some logistics issues for how to fit everything into her life. And she said, oh, I'm just having these thoughts that I'm just not going to be able to do it. I just won't be able to attend to that particular thing, which is really important for her. It's part of her vision. It's a big, big, big vision that she has and that she's doing, but she has to give it time and focus and attention for it to happen. And I said to her, look at your thoughts. Look what you just said to me. You know, I'm just probably won't have time to do that. I said, if you change that thought and tell yourself that you will find the time, you will make the time, you will delegate, you will do something because this is so important, then it's going to be a different outcome. So what we need...
Sorry, Karen. I was just going to reiterate that that's one of the things that you taught me early in the piece, was about reframing the way that you think. And then second to that is, when you notice those thoughts, is to refocus. So take a moment and refocus. And I know that I used to be anxious and thinking, there's not enough time, there's not enough time. I've been able to change that to, there is plenty of time. You will always get done what you need to get done, and the rest is not important. I just started, every time the other thought, there's not enough time, came into my brain, I started focusing on that there is enough time. Everything that you need to do will get done, and the rest is not important. Just that simple thing has made my life so much more smoother sailing. And it was a little thing that you taught me. So I know that this stuff works.
That's fantastic. And thank you for saying that. And it is, you know, it's like the first thing is like being aware. And
Yeah.
it's not just our thoughts, it's our words
Yeah.
as well. Because
Yes.
not only our thoughts are a measurable vibrational energy, so are our words. And so when we
Yes.
notice, when we're saying things as well, like, I haven't got enough time, you know, we really, like you say, want to reframe that. So in
Yes.
order for the law of attraction to work, but two things have to exist. We have to have a burning desire. So it has to be something from our heart that we want to do so badly. We're like in love with it.
Yeah.
And then a grateful expectation that it's going to happen. So those are the two things for that law of attraction to work. And then the other one, did you say we did the law of
I think it was
forgiveness?
the law of forgiveness, wasn't it?
Yeah. So the law of forgiveness is about, well, if it wasn't, we can just recap on it anyway. The law of forgiveness is about, as long as there's someone jailed, there has to be a jailer. And
Yes.
forgiveness frees the one jailed, but most importantly, it frees the jailer to a life of greater freedom and fullness
Yes.
and joy. Because if we're holding a resentment around someone and something that's happened, resentment
Yeah.
is one of the lowest energetic vibrations. So that's the thing about this vibration thing. It's the thoughts that are resentment, hatred, sadness,
Yes.
you know, thoughts of lack and scarcity, and all of those thoughts
Yeah.
carry a low vibrational energy. And when we understand to check in and see if you're feeling contractive, if you're feeling a little bit icky, a little bit down, a little bit sad, then that's
Yeah.
a thought will be causing that, and it's a contractive thought. So notice when you start to feel anything other than absolute happiness,
Yeah.
look at your thoughts, because there are contractive thoughts and there are expansive thoughts, and the expansive
Yeah.
thoughts are the thoughts of love and forgiveness and about what it is we would love in our lives if we didn't think it was
Yeah.
impossible.
Yeah. 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 Oh, thank you very much, Karen. There's so much we could continue talking about the universal laws, and we may even go back to them. But today, I want to focus on how you get into your genius. And this is part of one of the courses that you teach, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah, and like you, I love this. So I want to give you a quote. The only thing about a man that is unique to a man is his mind. So that's a wonderful thing to think about. And one of the programs that I'm certified to coach, as you say, is called Into Your Genius. And it teaches you how to stop misusing your power, because we all have it. We have a power that we often misuse. And so it teaches us how to stop misusing it and how to instead create that life that you would truly love. And because we all have everything within us, we were born with six extraordinary gifts, and we call them our mental faculties, and they have the power to transform our lives and give us access to a deeper part of ourselves that you may never know existed before. So shall I tell you what these six gifts
yes
are?
Please, I was just going to say, can you tell us what those six mental faculties are?
Yeah, for sure. So the first one, we call it the first one, is our imagination. And our imagination is the formation of the mental images or pictures. And we can go into all of these over the time we have together. The second one is our intuition. Your intuition is your internal guidance system for your life. It speaks to you at a spiritual level. Next, we have our will. And our will is our ability to hold an image in our mind. So it's not like the willpower that people talk about.
Yes.
It's slightly different.
Yes.
Next is our memory. Our memory is the capacity or the faculty of retaining information and of recalling previous experiences. However, as in the as the Queen said,
Yes.
and that, what's it called? Alice in Wonderland. As the Queen said in Alice
Yes.
in Wonderland, it's a very poor memory if it only goes in one direction. We actually have a memory for the future as well. The next one, yeah, is
Okay.
and we can talk about that, but not today, and we're not doing memory
Yes.
today. The next one is our reason. Your
Yes.
reason allows you to tap into the mind of the infinite and formulate a thought, and then another thought, and then another, stringing those thoughts together to form an idea. And you know, humans
Yes.
differ from animals in that we are the only species on the planet that has reason.
Yeah.
And animals don't have
Which
reason.
makes us pretty special.
Sometimes it causes things to be quite complicated,
Yes.
reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the final sixth one, which is not the least at all, is our
Yes.
perception. And our perception is
Yes.
our way of seeing things, our point of view. So
And you can
maybe,
change your point of view.
yeah, maybe I can talk to that one first, if that's okay with you,
Okay.
Tony.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I've got some more Einstein stuff and I just love
You
it.
love Einstein, don't you,
So I
Carrie?
do. He's so clever. So most of us have been
Yes.
conditioned to live only through our five physical senses.
Yes.
And only rely on the evidence that we can see, hear, touch, smell, and taste, right?
Yes.
But we
Yep.
translate the world around us with what our senses tell us and live our lives based on our circumstances. However, we as coaches and what I do know that what happens, our results are not caused by our outside circumstances as at all. We know that it's an inside out world. In fact, our
Yes.
outside circumstances have very, very little to do with our results. So the infinite tells you that you're more than any circumstance you could face. And like I
Yes.
said before, there's a power within us, unseen
Yes.
and unheard, but far more powerful than your circumstances
Yeah.
and conditions.
Yeah.
And here's the secret: life is not happening to you, it is happening through you. You are the one who creates your results.
You certainly
Let's
are.
talk about Einstein. It's helpful to understand that everything is relative, and most of you will have heard about Einstein's law of relativity. Yeah, so it was very,
Yeah.
it's probably taught in science, but I
Yes.
didn't really understand it until I did this work. So he clearly describes it as this perception, because your relativity is related, it causes our perception. So perception is our position in space. Time, and it's tied to the direction that we are moving. So if you think about it, we're on a planet that's hurtling around the sun at 1,000 miles an hour. Yet on a still day, you can look up to the sky and you can have a sense and a feeling, a perception that we're not moving at all when we're
Yep.
actually moving 1,000 miles
Really?
or kilometers per hour. Actually, I'm not sure if it's miles or kilometers, but anyway, it doesn't matter. So it
It's
skews
fast.
up. Is it miles? Did you say?
No, it's fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so fast when you think
Yeah.
about it. Yet you wouldn't believe it, would you? When you look around, everyone seems to be not moving at all
Yeah.
if we were sitting down. So that shows you that it skews our perception, and science has proven, this is what Einstein said, this is what I love. The concept that based on our position in the universe, this and the speed that we are moving, it is literally possible for two people to be observing an event, and it appears to be in my past and in your future, and we are both accurate. So why does that matter to,
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
wow.
Yeah. So why does that matter to me or you? Because I can use that concept to create an open space in my mind in regards to the perception or way that other people see reality, and to challenge my beliefs and reality as I see it, and know that my reality is not their reality. It's different to other people, but we are both correct. So when you understand that, it means that you can have a much, just like you said at the beginning, Tony, what your radio is for, you can have a more understanding way towards other people, knowing that their reality could be different to yours.
But you're both right.
Yeah, because it's my reality and their reality, right? So our reality is our reality. And it's not until you actually get around and start looking out of someone else's eyes through the lenses that they're looking that you realize that they can see something different to you. Just like Einstein said, it can be in his past or my past and your future, but we're both accurate. It's a huge concept to get hold of. And
it is a huge concept. So when someone disagrees about your perception of a certain event, that doesn't make either of you wrong,
does it? No. Your perception is
a powerful concept.
You understand someone or something in space time. And in quantum physics, they call it superposition. See, he even knew in quantum physics, they call it superposition, that everything, every possibility exists, every atom, every possibility in a state called superposition until it is observed in time space. Until it becomes form where we give it reality. So you dream up what you want. This is why I love this stuff. You dream up what the life you would love, the life that you would love if you didn't think it was impossible, and it already exists in the quantum realm, in the quantum field. It exists as soon as you create that picture in your head of what it is you would love. And then, there are ways that you bring that existence into the physical world.
Into being,
Into this world,
Into
being in this physical world. It's already in being, in the quantum world, being in this physical world. Yeah. So isn't that amazing. Very, very interesting? I just, as I say, I get so excited when I'm talking about this.
I can see that. So that's one of our, that component of our six mental faculties is our perception.
Yeah.
And we have the ability to change and mold that perception,
Absolutely. Absolutely we do. Yeah. So let me just look at that again. Yeah, our perception is once again our view on something. And so if we choose to take an angle on something, it's also important to understand that our perception comes from our beliefs, like we said.
Yes.
And our beliefs come from actually when we were growing up as children, what our the family and people who love us taught us to be true. They said, this is in effect what they taught us, and the way they told it to us was such that it sounded like this is the truth. This is how it is.
Yes.
But there aren't those kind of things we were taught are not truths. They might have been facts. And there's a very big difference between a fact and a truth. So the fact is that there is scarcity, there is not scarcity, there is poverty, and people have, some people don't have enough food to eat. That's a fact.
Yes.
But the truth is that there is abundance everywhere. And the reason why some people don't have enough food to eat is not an abundance thing. It is down to supply. It's down to I just can't think of the word. It's the way that it's directed through greed.
Yes.
Okay.
So in other words, the world has the capacity to feed everyone. So there's enough food for everyone. It's just that it's not all directed to everyone.
It's not divided directed. Up equally.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So you see, there's a difference between the truth and the fact. The fact might be that you have $100 in your bank account. That's a fact. But the truth is you're financially abundant.
Yeah.
And the universe is the source of our abundance. And when we learn about that and understand that and believe that and have thoughts about that coming to us and meditate on that, that then we will attract it instead of what we normally do if we've only got $100 in our bank account and we've got $1,000 worth of bills to pay. Then we will be thinking and worrying about in another way. We'll be thinking in an opposite way to being abundant, right?
Yep. And so another powerful thing that you've taught me in the last little while.
Yeah, so we'll attract more than, you know, what we'll attract different to what we want.
And again, it's about what you focus on is what you get. So every time you think there's no money in my bank account, change that and go, there is abundance in my life.
And ask a different question. I can tell you a story if we've got time about that in my life before I became a coach. And I was in a situation where I didn't have enough money in my bank account. So it's a really good thing to talk about now. I was a property developer at the time, Tony. I don't know if I told you this story, did I? And
I don't think you told me the property developer story.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I am a high risk taker. And New Zealand was going really, really well in property. Property doubles in New Zealand in value about every 10 years in the big cities. And we were on a rise. And so I was working with a business partner and I said to him, hey, why don't we do property? Why don't we buy these properties in Auckland that are subdividable and they have a house on them already? And we will subdivide off another title and sell it, because in those days at that time you could buy a property, let's say for example for $500,000, you could put in about $100,000 to subdivide it, and then you could sell that subdivided title off for about 90% of the $500,000 that you paid for the whole lot. So you could sell it off for about $400,000, $350,000 to $400,000, right? And you still had the original one with the house on it. So because I have a high risk profile, I said, let's buy as many as we can. Not just one or two. Let's go as hard as we can. So I mortgaged my house.
I'm with you too. I'm a high risk taker as well. So I get it.
You get it. So I went to the bank and I said, you know, I want to have...
Give us money.
Yeah, I want to go right up to 80%, which is what they would lend. In fact, I think it was a non-bank, you know, a non-bank lender, so they were a bit more lenient. And so we borrowed, I borrowed the money and we had four properties on the go. And they were, most of them were nearly finished with the subdivision and we'd done up the houses. So we'd put more money into the original houses as well and made them all beautiful and rented them out. Or we're about to start renting them out. And the crash came, the 2008 GFC hit. 2007, 2008. And for about, so what happened with all of those properties was they did actually drop in value by about each one by about 50 to 100,000. And by then I had seven titles. Okay, so if you multiply that by 50 to 100,000, that is a lot of money. I had borrowed over $3 million. And the market dropped, and our businesses also weren't doing that well. We had separate businesses, and you know, because I guess probably it was mental, but I wasn't a coach then. I didn't know a lot of this stuff, and so I had a line of credit that we'd been using to buy all these properties and do everything. But at the start, we were in the negative to about $50,000 plus a year. And so after about 18 months or so, I was running out of line of credit and more was going out than what was coming in.
Yeah.
And I came to Australia actually to a business yeah. investment seminar workshop thingy, and they yep. did some of the mindset stuff. We did the break, uh-huh. like you talked about, we did the break, the bit of timber with your hand. We yes, did the yes. walk. We did the walk. Have you done the one where you walk into the arrow pointing to you into here?
Yes, yes, I've yep. done the break and the walk into that. I still yep. can't believe I did that, but
yeah,
I did.
And they said they brought up the concept that you get what you focus on. You get what you focus yep. on, right? And I had an epiphany. I went back to yes. my room and I went, oh my gosh, I am focusing on what if we don't get out of this? What if the bank that was lending us all the money on my house yes. finds out, because we had everything in all different structures so that they did yes. not know what was going on with our businesses or anything else. What yep. if they find out, or they ask us to pay down some of the mortgage, some of the loan, or worse still, they foreclose on us. I'm going to lose everything. And I was waking up in the morning with all these thoughts. I realized it when they said you get what you focus on. I was thinking yes. things like, I'd love to buy another property now because it's all gone down in, yes. in price.
Yes.
It's a perfect time, but yes. we can't. We're hamstrung. And all these thoughts were happening. And then they also said, ask a different question. Ask yes. a different question. So I asked the universe, what question can I ask? And the next morning uh-huh. I woke up and I had a question. How can I make another $200,000 to $300,000? Right? Or find. How right. can I find and or you know, have another yes. $200,000 to $300,000 at my disposal? Now, Tony and listeners, from that story I've told you, you'll realize that that was an impossible ask.
Yes.
It was, I couldn't do it. You know, like we were maxed out. I could not go to a bank and borrow another $200,000 or $300,000. We were maxed yeah. out. Everything was going down. Yeah. You know, and yeah. I asked that question and I got an answer, and I came yeah. up with an idea that said, first of all, refinance, get out of that bank, because the bank that we were with that I was worried about had foreclosed on all the farmers in New Zealand who were having difficulties in the previous GFC, which was about 1987, I think.
80.
And mm-hmm. they'd mm-hmm. been really, really tough. They had a bad name for doing that. And that was one of the reasons I was worrying, you see. And so I thought, yes. we've got to refinance. How can we refinance and get some more line of credit? And so yes. I came yes. up with this idea that we would approach another lender and we would do a yes. portfolio, and we would have all beautiful with photos of before and after and yes. all spreadsheets, because the partner that I was doing it with was really, really good at business yes. spreadsheets and forecasts and cash flows and all of that. And uh-huh. we would put it all together and we would do a bit of creative accounting and we would go to another lender and see if we could get out of, first of all, get refinanced. Well, we did that. When I got back to New Zealand, I had a meeting with this business partner and said, hey, this is what I want to do. And he said, yep, yeah. okay. So he did it, and we put together this beautiful portfolio bound, looking really professional. We did a digital copy of it yeah. as well. And then I started asking everyone I knew who had property, who do you know who can refinance us? Okay. Who do you know who's a good lender? Who do you know who thinks outside the square and is prepared to lend to trusts?
Yes.
Because we had them all in trusts, which banks don't yeah. like either. And so I got uh-huh. a recommendation actually from my nanny, and she said, yep, I've got a lender who always gives me money whenever I ask. And so I was like, that's what I like. And, that's you know, he came want. To yep. see us, and we gave him the portfolio, and he said, we'll have a look at it. It looks pretty good. We did a bit of creative accounting. We'll just leave it at yep. that. And he took it away. And he said, I'll have an answer to you by the end of the week. Well, he came back to us by the end of the week. And I said to him, by the way, I said, we'll refinance everything. That was seven titles with him, right? That was it was, like I said, it was over $3 million. Yeah. And I said, mm-hmm. but we don't just want enough to pay the other banks back. We want a the line of credit, we want you to go give us the maximum we can borrow on each property, right?
Yes.
So that we'll have a line of credit so that we can use it to like improve the properties and things like that. We never, you know, said anything else. Well, he came back and he said, yes, we'll do it. We'll refinance the whole lot. And when we added up the amounts that we got against each property, the total excess, the total line of credit that was in excess to what we had to pay the other banks back was over $200,000. And that was an example of truth of me changing my thinking, changing the question.
Changing the question.
Getting a different answer and a big question. It was a big question, right? It was a question that I really didn't think was possible, although I asked it with all my heart. And then taking action, giving it focus, forgetting about all those other thoughts. All I focused on was creating this portfolio and finding another lender. And then the good news was, as each property came up and as the market turned, because we were actually like putting filling a hole, as each property came up in value, we just sold them to pay the bank back. We just sold them to get out of that hole. And we did make, out of one of the properties we had, we did it, and we made nothing on the other ones. We did make $300,000 on one sale of one of the properties that we had as well.
Fantastic.
So that's a story about how you, you know, when you know how to use this, these laws and you use them and apply them, it does work. And that was before I even knew about this, before I was a coach.
And that is, again, goes back to the one of the six that we're talking about. That's that perception, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's, and it also, even the universal laws. You know, what we did was, what you resist persists. The law of non-resistance, remember? I think we did that one. The law of non-resistance, what you resist persists. So I was I was resisting and it was persisting, and then I changed it and focused on something different, and then I got, that happened.
I've been listening to a wonderful audiobook. You know, I love audiobooks because for busy people, I can, they're on in my car every time I jump in the car, so I get to listen. Anyway, I've been listening to a wonderful audiobook by Denise Duffield called Chillpreneur. And she uses the analogy around resistance and talks about, isn't it easier to float downstream than it is to try and paddle upstream against current? And that's sometimes what it comes down to. Take the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. Take the path that there's no earthly reason why you need to paddle upstream when you can take that path of least resistance and it will still get you to the same place that you want to go. And she talks a lot around abundance and getting the life that you want. And so back to our genius, which was the next one that you wanted to talk about, Karen?
I can either do your intuition or your will. Which one would you like?
Let's go with intuition because I love to talk about intuition.
Okay.
Or that gut feeling we get.
Yeah, and that's exactly what your intuition is. So on that note, I can tell you another little story.
Yes, we call it
your second gift, actually, we call it your intuition, like you say, and it's your internal guidance system for your life. It's one of the most important mental faculties because it speaks to us at a spiritual level.
Yes.
And through it, we have the ability to receive inspired insight because it's strongly connected to the realm of our infinite consciousness, our intelligence, and our awareness. And it can be a bit elusive though, so I can reveal how to nurture and refine this precious gift that we have so that you can use it to support and empower and transform you. So what I want to talk about is the difference between our intuition. How do we tell the difference between our intuition and that other thing called the witch with a B in your head, because I don't like that word, that B word. The witch with a B in your head is that voice that comes from another place that's not your intuition. And so it's like you have these two voices, and which is our intuition and which is that witch with the B, right? And the witch with the B is the one that brings up the doubt and the fear and the telling you things like you're not good enough, or who do you think you are to be able to do this? Or also, why don't you just, you've been working too hard. Why don't you just have a break and stop going for that thing for a while? You know, all those things that actually don't serve your vision.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we help people to understand is our intuition is that we want to learn how to, you've got to practice it, just like you've got to practice, you know, doing your weights at the gym. You learn to recognize it, just like when you pick up the phone and that person on the end, their voice, they don't have to say it as you recognize their voice. You know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the voice of intuition is the same. You grow and learn to recognize it. And it's actually a vibration of it's part of one of the laws of the universe, is that it is a vibration. It's a mental faculty that's able to pick up and read vibration. So your brain is an electronic switching station, and it won't think, but it's not thinking, but you think with your brain. So as you think, you activate brain cells, and as you think, those brain cells set up your vibration. It's the law of the universe, and the secret is that everything moves. Nothing is stationary or rests. Like Einstein said, we are all moving. So what happens is, what story I want to tell you is about when I first met Moana Robinson, who's my colleague and friend and partner that we do that networking group Tuesdays on Tether.
Yes.
And I met Moana at another networking group when I first came to Australia, and probably similar time that I met you, Tony.
Yeah.
And
we
connected. You know how some people you just connect? Yeah. And we just got that connection. We had a lot in common. We found out we had a huge amount in common. And so we said, let's catch up. Let's have another catch up. Yeah. And we toed and from, because I was going away and she was going away and all different things were happening. And finally, we made a time to have a coffee catch up in Tedder Avenue, which is where her studio was at the time.
Yeah.
And some of you people in the States might have heard of Tedder Avenue in the Gold Coast, because it's quite a famous street. Where a lot of film stars and famous people used to come and stay. So I was driving to meet her. She told me where to meet her in this cafe in Tedder Avenue. And in your intuition is like that, when you get that deja vu feeling, or for me, I get a movie in my head. Okay.
Yep.
I had a movie going on in my head. I was driving the car to meet Mo, and I got this movie in my head. And Mo and I were sitting talking, and Mo said to me, we should work together. We should do something together.
Yeah.
That was what happened. And we got to the cafe. We were sitting down and talking, and that movie actually happened. She said exactly that to me. She said, we should work together. And so what I got on the way there, that was my intuition telling me that Mo was going to say that to me.
Yep.
And
it's
so
powerful stuff.
Yeah. So it's your internal guidance system for your life.
Yeah. So for people who have never tapped into that intuition, it's actually, it takes you a while to recognize that that's what it is. I know for me, for the longest time, that would happen to me and I would just poo-hoo it. No, that's ridiculous. Don't even think that. Until I started going, no, that's really, I'd really like that to happen. And then giving it that focus and thinking, that could happen. Yeah, Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, and allowing it rather than pushing it away. So is that a key thing that people need to know, Karen, that you need to actually, one, recognize that it's happening, two, allow it to happen and not push it away out of our mind, and three, embrace it as it does happen? Because I bet you were pretty excited when Mo said that and you went, oh my God, I just thought about that.
Yes, absolutely. And like you say, it's about trusting yourself that these things are your intuition, and learning the difference between your intuition and that part of your mind that talks to you in a negative way, or that's not serving you.
And that's, you can't do that. Why would you think? Because your brain could have actually fired back at you and said, oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm only just meeting her today. What a silly idea. That could have happened, couldn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I never said anything to her that brought her to say that. That was the exciting thing, was that I was excited. And I was like, oh, my God, you won't believe this. I was driving here and I actually saw you saying that to me.
Yeah. And so that's, Karen, that intuition works particularly well for women, or have you seen it evidenced in many men's lives as well?
That's a really good question, Tony. And I have seen it in men's lives. Sometimes I think it's more about how open and spiritual, willing to understand. When I say spiritual, you know what I mean. Yes. How open and willing to understand this and learn about this that people are. It's not gender specific.
Yeah. And so you've seen it play out in men's lives as well. It's just, you never hear men talk about it. You and I work with lots of beautiful spiritual women, and it often happens to me where women are concerned. Have you got like examples where it's happened in men's life? Because now I'm really curious.
Yes, but you know, the men I'm thinking of have been people I've coached.
Yes.
And so I'm teaching them, and then they'll come back to me and say, oh, you know, you won't believe this happened, or I was thinking about this and then this showed up. Yes. And so I was already coaching them to understand how this works. So, you know, if you think about the sixth sense, and sense is like a taste or a mental faculty, which is, why is this important? You know, like women like to think that we have more intuition than men. I think the thing is that we talk differently.
Yes.
So men don't have necessarily the same conversations with other men, especially, right? Yes. There's a different conversation level. It doesn't mean they don't have intuition. To some extent, I agree with you, Tony, that women's intuition may be more well-developed than men's, or women's ability to hear their intuition and hook into it may be naturally more well-developed than men.
Yes.
Doesn't mean men don't have it, and it doesn't mean men don't learn to use it or listen to it, but I think you're right that women learn more quickly and more easy, or are already in tune with it more readily than men.
Because when you think of some of the really inspirational, big entrepreneurs of the world, say Sir Richard Branson, I can't actually think of him without knowing that he must be tapped into his intuition really well, or he wouldn't be the entrepreneur, the amazing person that he is, without tapping into that intuition. Not that I've ever personally heard him talk about that, but that's just when we started talking about the men, he's the one that popped into my brain immediately as an example of a male who uses their power of intuition to drive their business and their company to the place that he wants it to be. Again, yeah, you find that women do tend to talk about this stuff a bit more readily than men, but men can have great success by following their intuition, I would think. Yeah.
Yes, and you're right, Richard Branson. I've seen quotes written by him more about achieving your goals and thinking big that do suggest that he is a man who's in touch with his spiritual side and with this universal law side and the intuition side and all of the things that we teach. Absolutely. I've seen a lot of things written by him that suggest that he knows this stuff.
Yeah, good. Okay. So we've talked about perception and intuition, and I could keep talking about intuition because once you discover this, I'd like to think of it as a skill. Do you think of it as a skill, Karen?
Yes.
It's like a guiding mentor in your brain, isn't it?
Yes, and like I said, we have to build the muscle. We have to build the muscle, just like we do physically have to build our muscles. We have to build the muscle of knowing how to use or hear or listen to our intuition.
Yeah. And that is sometimes helped by practices like quiet meditation and tapping into gratitude, and those sort of practices will encourage that gift to grow, won't they?
Absolutely. And remember that also it's about vibration as well.
Yes.
So the vibration is a light message that your hearing picks up. So my voice is a vibration, and it's a light message that your hearing picks up, and it goes down a nerve passageway, and you have a phenomenal electrical system in your body that you're living in. And as that light message goes down that nerve passageway, it strikes a group of cells in your brain, and that is where the image of something comes up. So
like
have
a
you
light
ever
turning on. Like a light turning on.
Yeah. And so as you increase the amplitude of the vibration, then the images flash on your in the screen of your mind. And so have you ever thought of something someone was, have you ever, it happens to me all the time where I hear someone say an answer or say something, but I hear the exact words they're going to say before they say it.
Before they say it. Oh, no, that they're going to say before they say it.
Yeah,
or
it could
someone's
be a question.
Going to call before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you think about someone and they'll contact you or message you.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when I work with someone like with you, there's almost like an intangible link, and you'll be on my thoughts and a message from you will pop up, or vice versa. And that happens for me when I work closely with other men and women. It just seems to be like a vibrational wavelength and a vibrational communication that happens without thinking.
We're running out of time, Tony.
We've
like
still got 2 minutes. We're good.
We can talk so much on these subjects, and they're really fascinating.
They are.
And I just love it when it happens. Like I do, I get a thought that someone's going to say something and they say it, or I get a thought that someone's going to ask a question and they ask it. And, you know, I think my intuition is improving because it's happening more to me now than I think it did when I was younger.
I definitely agree. The more that you use it and the more that you tap into it, the more it happens. And it still gives me a buzz. Like it definitely has an energy attached to it because it just, you know, that excited flutter in your belly of a mix of gratitude and happiness and surprise and all good things. That's how I describe it.
And I definitely think men do have it. You know, they definitely, they do have it too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
answer your question. However, like I said, maybe women are better at it.
Yeah. So, Karen, you coach a lot of men as well as women, don't you? So you know that this stuff works for men and women as well.
Yeah, one of my first clients was a man, is a man.
Yes.
And
yes.
he,
yes.
I coached him through my Dream Builder program, and he doubled his turnover in the first few
yes.
months that he was doing it with me. And that was the end of one financial year, and he carried on, he still practices the work. And he was in the second financial year when he was gave me the figures, he was about to have doubled it again. So he almost quadrupled his business turnover
yes.
By practicing these concepts and system and structure that I coach. Yeah. It's amazing
so
when it happens.
Powerful stuff that we're talking about, yeah.
Very, very powerful.
Karen,
and it's here. It's whatever. It's you know. It's the way that things work. It's the way the universe works.
Definitely, darling. We are out of time yet again. We've managed to talk nonstop through the whole show, which is fantastic. Listen, everyone. Before we completely run out of time. Thank you so much to Karen Clark for coming on Radio Tony, Everyday Business Again. Karen will be back again next week, and we will continue to have these fabulous conversations about the universal laws and about how to implement them in your life. So before we run completely out of time, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for those of you watching on the live streams, and we look forward to another conversation with Karen Clark next week on Radio Tony, Everyday Business. That's your lot for this week, and we'll see you all again next week. Thank you so much, Karen. Over to you, TJ, and bye for now, everyone. Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.